2 hours dragged by without further information. We'd eaten all the pastries and were forced to eat the oranges. "Don't like this," Jackie said. "Don't like being cooped up in institutions. Whole fucking place smells like canned green beans."
"Spend much time in institutions, have you?"
"My share."
She didn't seem inclined to elaborate, and I didn't actually want to know anyway. I fidgeted in my chair, looked around the room, and spotted Dorsey talking to the clerk. He was nodding, getting answers to questions. The clerk pointed to Jackie and me, and Dorsey ambled over.
"How's Lula?" he asked. "Any news?"
"She's in surgery." He settled himself into the seat next to me.
"We haven't been able to pick up Ramirez yet. You have any idea where he might be? He say anything interesting before you started recording?"
"He said he was watching me pull Lula through the window, and he knew the police were in my apartment. He must have been close."
"Probably on a car phone,"
I agreed.
"Here's my card."
He wrote a number on the back.
"This is my home phone. You see Ramirez, or you get another call, get in touch right away."
"It'll be hard for him to hide," I said. "He's a local celebrity. He's easy to recognize."
Dorsey returned his pen to an inside jacket pocket, and I got a glimpse of his hip holster.
"There are a lot of people in this city who go out of their way to hide and protect Benito Ramirez. We've been this route with him before."
"Yes, but you've never had a tape."
"True. The tape might make a difference."
"Won't make no difference," Jackie said when Dorsey left. "Ramirez do what he want. Nobody cares about him beating on a whore."
"We care," I said to Jackie. "We can stop him. We can get Lula to testify against him."
"Huh," Jackie said. "You don't know much."